What up? It's your man, Alvin Majette, better known as Top Notch Bartender, and this is another conversation with a bartender. So, what's going on, everybody? Hope everybody doing good out there. This is your man, Alvin Majette, better known as Top Notch Bartender. And tonight, y'all, we are coming live and we are talking about conversations with a bartender. That's what we're talking about tonight. That's the topic. So sit back, relax, chill out, grab your drink, grab whatever you're gonna grab and listen in, tune in. So tonight, conversations with a bartender. What I wanted to do tonight, y'all, I wanted to talk about how people come to the bar and basically give their whole life to the bartender. How people come to the bar and conversate with the bartender and tell the bartender everything about their life and little bits and pieces while they're at the bar. And it's so unique and it's so crazy because I never knew that this thing existed. Always heard that people come to the bar and people just give up everything about their life or their struggles or their issues or their depressions or their anxieties or everything. They just give up everything at the bar, and it's so unique. So tonight, y'all, I just wanted to talk about some of the conversations that I've had in the past with people that came to my bar, with people that wanted to talk about just so many different things. And man, I have been afforded the opportunity to talk to so many different people on so many different levels when it comes to sitting at the bar and just having a cocktail or a beer or a glass of wine. I mean, it's just crazy to me that people will come to the bar and just tell you everything about their life. I mean, what they're going through at the point, at the time, what they've been through in the past, what they're trying to do in the future. And they don't even have to be drunk most of the time. It could be just a celebration. It could be a time after dinner. It could be just a time that they just came just to have a beer, but they're going to tell you something about what's going on in their life. And that's the cool thing about it, especially, you know, me being in the mental health field for so long and, you know, being in a position where I have to conversate with people every day. Every day I have to conversate with people. And to have, you know, but I'm in a situation where I'm conversating with people at work every day because I have to, because I'm asking questions. I'm trying to get information out of people. But at the bar, it's different because people give up the information. I don't even have to ask. I mean, it's crazy because it's like it's a free fall. It's like I'm just going to say whatever I want to say. No holds bars, no judgment. And I'm the type of bartender, I have no judgment about anything. I don't care what you tell me. I don't care what the conversation is about because I'm a conversate about anything. You know, I love to talk. So, I mean, I'm the type of guy that I'm gonna talk about anything. If you want to talk about religion, sports, societal issues, societal issues. You want to talk about music. You want to talk about spirits. You want to talk about bourbons. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm that guy. I want to talk about any and everything you want to talk about. So, you know, it's just kind of crazy to see, you know, people open up as much as they do. So I've had so many conversations that I really can't remember them all, but I have a couple of conversations that I've had with people, and it's been very, very interesting, you know, to see and get people point of views and their perspective on things. And I've had a conversation, just take for instance, with a person, with a guy who came to my bar. And, you know, and I don't have any issues with having, you know, political conversations, as long as you don't get crazy and all, you know, political theorists and all this type of stuff, I'm good. But, you know, it was two guys. They came to the bar and they started talking about how good their 401ks were looking. And which I kind of sat back and listened to what they were saying, because I just wanted to see what they were talking about. I kind of wanted to see what their perspective was about their 401ks. You know, they were talking about how they were actually increasing and they were looking so good and how the economy was so great and how everybody was, you know, money was increasing. And I was just listening at first, but then, you know, I had to ask a question, you know. So I asked the guys, I said, look, man, do y'all think that the economy is good for everyone? Like everyone? And they sat back and they both of them thought about that thing. And both of them said, we really don't know. We know what's good for us. I said, well, do you think the economy is good for the 40-year-old female that maybe have 3 kids, single? Maybe one of them might be in college. She's 40. She might have one in college or either about to graduate from high school. Maybe another one that's in high school or, you know, middle school or elementary kid. And she's making maybe $42,000, $45,000 a year. Do you think that the economy is good for her? She don't have a 401k. She just got her check week to week. That's all she got. Every 2 weeks she get paid. That's all she getting. Do you think the economy good for her? And that's what I asked them. And they looked at me like, damn, why would this dude ask me this shit right now? We having some good beer, having a good time, and he want to hit us with some old good political question. And I'm just like, I mean, really, you want to come to my bar and you want to talk about how good the economy is and everything, but is it really that good for everybody? And both of them guys were so just like, man, okay, we really got to get into it. So they was like, well, it may not be good for her. No, I'm like, no, it's not good for her. It's not good for that person that is struggling. The economy is good for those guys that have 401ks and are doing great. You know, so yeah, the economy is good for you, but the economy is not good for everybody. And that's the thing. So before you come to my bar raving about how good the economy is and how great that your 401k is looking, take a look at that mother that's struggling. And this was just a couple of years ago. This was just a couple of years ago. So that is just one example of a conversation. But, you know, and then you get those conversations that you have where the guy comes to the bar and he want to talk about his wife. You know, I can't keep doing that. And I know what I'm doing, but everybody, you know, you have those conversations with those guys that come to the bar and want to talk about their wife. And they work, just take for instance, I had a guy who used to come to my bar. He the one who made the money. He worked all the time, Monday through Friday. And his wife didn't work, she stayed home. And he wanted to complain about it every week. He came in every Thursday, he drank Seagram's. This is no lie. He drank Seagram's, gin, and Sprite. Every Thursday night, him and his wife. His wife would come in and she wanted lemon drops, okay? She either wanted lemon drops or St. Margarita, no, St. something wine, some particular wine, white wine she wanted, but more than likely she wanted lemon drops. And, you know, she'll sit on one side of the bar, he'll sit on the other side of the bar, where the bartenders would be at. And for some reason, they do their little individual thing and then they come back together. But while they were doing their individual thing, he would talk about his wife, about what she don't do at the house when he's at work. You know, he's like, okay, I work all day. When I come to the crib, I want to know that dinner is planned out and going to be prepared, so I don't have to do anything or have to worry about dinner or anything like that. And he wasn't going home to that. And he had an issue. Now, mind you, we're talking about a neighborhood where the houses start roughly at about 1.2 million the houses started at. So tell my people with money here. So he actually went to work every day and his wife stayed home, and he had an issue with that. He had a problem because she didn't have things planned and prepared. So they would come every Thursday together, but they won't sit together in the beginning. So the first 30 minutes to an hour, they would sit separately. And he would order his drink, she would order hers. And he would complain to me about his wife and what she don't do. Crazy. So, and I would just be like, I understand. I totally get it. You need another drink? So I just try to fill his drink up for real while he's talking all that, you know, just to make sure that I can get tipped really well. So that was just one of my guys that used to come through. But then I had this group of ladies that used to come through the bar, and it was three of them in particular. One of them only drunk Prosecco. One of them drunk vodka, cranberry, and a little bit of pineapple. And then the other one drunk, I wanted to say either lemon drops. She drunk lemon drops. So it was three ladies. And they came through weekly together. And that's one thing I actually like about working at a country club, because people stuck together there. I mean, it was cliquish, of course, but they stuck together and they came and they had a great time. I see that the ladies got together and they did their thing. The guys got together and did their thing. And I like stuff like that. But these particular three ladies, they used to come to the bar. They used to talk about their husbands and not what they didn't do, but the things that they did do, they got on their nerves. Oh my God. It used to be just like a free for all talk about my husband and what they did do all the time. It was one particular lady that talked about her husband and the fact that he played the guitar, and he wasn't a good guitar player, but he played the guitar on the weekends all the time, and he just played and played and played, and she complained and complained and complained about this fucking guitar. I mean, you would think that she wanted to wrap the guitar around his fucking neck because she was so tired of the guitar. I mean, every week she was in there with her girls like clockwork, and she talked about basically beating her husband in with this guitar because she was so tired of hearing him play this guitar that I guess he haven't mastered to her. So, I mean, just conversation after conversation about husband and wives and girlfriends. You'd be amazed at how people will open themselves up to a stranger, basically. I mean, I'm a bartender, I'm a stranger. Unless you've been coming to the bar for a while, I'm basically a stranger. But people will tell everything about what's going on, especially if something is good going on and they come to the bar. You know, I've had customers that come to the bar who sons or daughters were graduating from college, and they were so happy and so excited that their child was graduating from college. But at the same time, they was coming to the grips that their child was graduating from college, and they have gotten to the point in their life and the age in their life that their child was actually graduating from college. And you know what? I can actually attest to that. I never thought that I would have a child in college. Like, it's something new for me. And when I say something new for me, it's because that I never thought that I would be raising someone that will be in college and pursuing a career for themselves. You know, I still think of myself as this vibrant young kid that have so much potential. But on the flip side of that, I am a grown ass man with three kids, one in college, that have responsibilities, you know. But that's reality though, and that's real. That's so real, and that's what hit my man, you know, that I was talking to, or that unloaded on me about everything that was going on in his life. So I get it, you know. And so for those who don't know, I cannot let this episode go by without letting y'all know that I am drinking a Bogle Red blend. My first time drinking it. It's actually pretty good. It's a Bogle Red blend. Never had one of their blends before. It was in a totally different bottle, totally different looking label and everything. But Bogle, they actually put out a good red blend. And what I can say about the blend is a lot of tobacco. You can is the aroma is hints of tobacco, the taste, the flavor. It's hints of tobacco, dark fruit. I taste chocolate, dark chocolate. You know, I taste plum. I taste those dark fruits. I taste tobacco, of course, like I said. But it tastes pretty good. So that's what I'm drinking tonight. If my listeners out there want to know what I'm drinking, I'm actually drinking some wine tonight. I'm not doing any cocktails. I'm not doing anything like that. I just wanted to have conversations with people, you know, just to see what's going on and tell a little bit about the stories that I've had, you know, when it comes to being a bartender. So another conversation, man, that I've had with a customer. I had a customer to come to the bar, y'all. And it was so funny because he was looking for a particular beer at first. First, he was looking for a particular beer we didn't carry. You know, I told him, this is the beers that we carry. This is what we have, the offer. So he didn't see what he liked, of course, which was cool. I have no issues with that. But, so I offered him some other beers and he didn't like it. Well, he did. He liked actually one other beer that I offered him. But I actually offered him a cocktail. And I said, man, look, we don't have the beer you're looking for, but I can offer you a cocktail. You know, if you drink whatever you drink, I can kind of make a cocktail and see if you like. And we're going to kind of settle on that. So made a cocktail for him. Long story short, we got to talking. And he started talking about where he was from, which plainly he was from Africa. And he was talking about how he was a business owner and he owned all these, you know, businesses, and he wanted to basically open up certain businesses in the United States, but it was so much red tape for him to open up these certain businesses. And he started opening up and he started talking about how he grew up and how disciplined his folks, his family was, and his parents were so disciplined, and how they put so much discipline on him and his siblings, and how they had to work every day after school in the fields. And he talked about how his father instilled in him that hard work would pay off. And he carried that with him, you know, how hard work would pay off. You know, so he reflected a lot on the fields that he had to tend to and the hard work that he put in each and every day. I mean, just putting in so much hard work, you know, tending to the land and just doing all the things that need to be done, you know, for his family. And he talked about so much of that, and I was just like blown away because he opened up so much, you know, for him to just come and have a drink. I was amazed. So as a bartender, I'm like, I'm sitting on the other side, and you got to understand that I am a mental health professional by trade, nature, or whatever you want to call it. So this is something that I'm used to, somebody telling me about their deep inner thoughts and feelings. So he started opening up about how his father used to just show him and tell him about how to be disciplined, how to have and take care of responsibilities, and how to be a man and stand up for what you believe in. So he started talking about that, and it kind of moved me. So he went on and on and on, of course, and you know, he just gave me so much, and I was just so blown away, because I was just like, wow. You know, like, it's crazy to sit here behind a bar and be able to give someone so much customer service and to serve them, and for them to open up themselves so much to me. I feel so honored. I mean, that's how I felt in the moment, that I felt honored that he actually opened up so much to me. And it was just, it's just crazy, you know, how people will tell you anything about their life and what's going on at the time. It's kind of ridiculous. And on the flip side of that, though, it's a good feeling because I get to express myself as a bartender. I get to express myself and let people know what I think and my perspective on certain things. You know, I try not to give a lot of judgment. I try not to give judgment at all, but sometimes you just can't help it. Like, this motherfucker crazy. This motherfucker crazy. But nah, I mean, I'm just being real though. Sometimes you can't help but to judge, and you don't supposed to. But just, oh yeah, if y'all hear the pour, that is some wine getting poured into my glass. So sorry about that. But I try not to judge, because who am I? Who am I to judge? I have downfalls. I have secrets. I have struggles that haunt me right now. I ain't gonna say haunt me, but I have all those things. So I can't judge the next man about what they tell me or what they say at the bar. Like, that'd be crazy. But to hear people tell me their life story or what their struggles are, I love it. I love it every time. And I guess that goes back to my mental health background and wanting to help people, you know? And I'm not trying to help. I look, put it this way. When I'm in my bartender mixology mode, this is not a mental health mode. I'm not trying to give therapy to anyone. So, like I was saying, man, you know, it's been so exciting just to hear people open up and express themselves so much at the bar. You know, I love it. You know, I love it when somebody comes to the bar, man, and tell me about, you know, their grandkids or their kid that just graduated from high school and is going to college. You know, I got a lot of those that last year. I got a lot of parents that had kids who graduated from high school and that was going to college. And I can, look, I'm a witness to that. You know, I'm a part of that. I had a child that graduated from high school last year and went to college during COVID. And it's been serious, y'all. You know, my daughter, she went to college this year, well, last year. And it's been rough. You know, she went to college and it wasn't a traditional freshman year for her. She sat in the dorm. It wasn't no school, social activities, anything like that, like a usual, like a regular freshman year. And it's been rough. It was a lot of picking up every weekend throughout the week, you know, taking back. And I get it. I get it totally, you know. So having a kid that went to college this year or last year during COVID, man, it's rough. It's rough. So I had a couple of conversations about kids going to college. You know, I've had a couple of conversations about parents being sick and in the hospital. That's rough. That's actually pretty rough. I had some conversation about, you know, parents, kids, you know, being with their parents while they're in the hospital and being on their deathbed or just not doing well in the hospital. So their kids come to the bar while, you know, they're on their little break and come get a drink, you know, just to relieve some stress, just to be able to get some of the worries and stressors off your back for the day or just for that moment. I have some people that came to the bar for that, you know. So that was good conversation about what was going, you know, on with their parent and, you know, how the hospital enacted, I mean, you know, not, you know, and just acted on what they're supposed to do when it comes to providing great service. So, you know, I got those conversations. But at the same time, you know, you get those conversations about they think they wife cheating, or they think they husband cheating, or what I'm gonna do for my future. Should I take this class or should I not? You get those conversations. You get those conversations about, man, what do you think about this or that? You get those conversations. When I say this or that, that kind of like, that's anything, you know, anything under the sun when you get those questions, what you think about. When you get that right there, that's when you kind of like, okay, this joker really want to talk when he asks what you think about. Because that's one of those questions that that, you know, when you say what you think about this, that's one of those questions that you actually really gotta think about, you know, how you feel or what you thought or anything like that. That's one of those questions. So, you know, when you get that question, you want to unload. What you think about this? I'm gonna unload. You know, that's just who I am. You know, but man, this is this is crazy. This is my fourth episode, I want to say. And this is strictly audio, y'all. I'm not doing any videos to this episode. This is strictly audio. And I've been trying to... Look, I'm going to tell you right now. I've been working on my ums. My people, my brother hit me and told me, he said, look, you know good and damn well you don't supposed to be saying after every damn word. Cut it out. You wasn't even taught like that. You wasn't even raised like that. So get your shit together, dude. So I was like, okay. I know my last episode, or the episode before my last one, I was umming a lot. Like, but I gotta stop that. You know, so I hope I did better this episode. No umming. I'm straight. Let's do it. Let's get it. Let's do it. Let's speak it. Whatever we got to do to make it right, that's what we're going to do. Because it's a conversation with a bartender. And we're going to talk about any and everything, like I said. Conversation with a bartender. You talk about any and everything. No holds, bars, nothing to it. Is going down. So I just wanted to talk about some of the conversations that I have with some people that come to the bar, you know, in the past anyway, because this is pre-COVID. Now, this is all pre-COVID. COVID stopped everything, so I'm not having conversations with anybody at the bars unless you come to my house for an exclusive interview or something like that. But we're not doing any conversation with customers at the bar now. I do work at the wine shop, and they come for beer. They come for beer. They don't come for the wine. They come for the beer. And I'm only working there on Sundays. I only work there on Sunday, in which I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, but it's not, I mean, it is conversation at the beer shop. Don't get me wrong. You get a lot of in-depth conversation. I got a lot of interesting customers that come on a regular basis. And I got a lot of interesting conversations that they like to have. So, no issues with that at all. You know, this is about having conversation. This is about drinking spirits or wine or beer or whatever, and having conversations, just letting loose and being you, you know? Be you. Don't change. Be you. And that's what this is about. I'm being me to the fullest. I'm being me. Conversations with a bartender. I'm drinking wine right now. And this is what it is. So, you know, tune in. That's all I can say. Tune in. Tune in, man. Listen to what I got going on, you know. Listen to what I got going on. This is conversations, you know. So that's all I'm saying right now. But just getting back, man, you know, and conversations with a bartender, like I said, people come with so many different flavors when they come to conversations and what they want to talk about at the bar. You know, they want to talk about politics, which I don't mind. I am a political junkie. Look, I talk politics all day. Like we can talk as of today. It was going back and forth with the Marjorie Taylor Greene episode, her crazy ass, I mean, I don't even get it. You know, what's the issue? Strip her from all her shit because she done talked reckless in the past. So why not strip this broad of her fucking positions or whatever and just make her basic? Make her a basic congresswoman. You know what I'm saying? Not holding any positions because she done talked reckless. If she talked like that in the past, she'll continue talking like that and she'll get energized by her followers. So that's what's going on right now in the political world, I guess. And I didn't even really mean to say but that's what's going on in the political world right now. We're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman that has spewed all this bullshit, QAnon conspiracy bullshit, and Mr. McCarthy, you know, he didn't want to reprimand her, so he just let it be because he didn't want to lose no votes. So it's crazy. So if you really want to dive into politics, we can. This is one of the things that I love to talk about. But on the flip side of that, y'all, look, man, today, I'm going to tell you, for some reason, for another, and I don't know why, but I was thinking about Gerald Levert today. My mind was on Gerald Levert. I don't know why, but I really wanted to hear one of his songs today when I got off work. I was itching to listen to one of his songs, man. So one of his songs, and I know everybody know, but one of my favorite songs of his is Mr. DJ or whatever it is. Hey, Mr. DJ, my hand. Look, I don't even know what the lyrics to it, but all I know is it's funky. And I've been thinking about him. And then I actually listened to another song of his, which is a slow song. And then, I ain't gonna say slow, but it was a nice song of his. And it just reminded me of how he was just so much of an influence on R&B music at the time. His voice was so boisterous and he had so much flavor to his style. It was ridiculous, man. And I don't know what made me think of him today, but I had to go back and listen to some of his songs. Hey, DJ, don't play the slow jams. You know, that joint, was fire, yo. That's all I'm saying. That joint was fire. But he had hits after hit. Him and his brother and the other dude, they had hits, man. And he had hits on his own. And then he formed another group with Johnny Gill and Keith Sweat. Hits after hit after hit after hit. That's all I'm saying, man. But look, I'm going to get off that right there, man. But yeah, man. So I was thinking about him today. So when I got home, I played some of his music, man. And it put me in the mood. Like, I wasn't even going to do this episode, to tell you the truth. I was going to wait till next week, of course, because I wanted to do at least one episode a week. But that's not going to work out because I wanted to keep doing my thing. And it's not about, you know, making money. It's about just getting good content out there to the people, you know. Conversations with a bartender, like, everybody go to the, not, I ain't gonna say everybody, but a lot of people go to, used to go to the bar and release their tension, their stressors, their anxieties, everything, man. At the end of the week, they go to the bar and they just release, you know. And just so happened, I happen to be one of those bartenders that love every aspect of the game, and I love it, you know. I love it. So, but yeah, man. So, look, just to wrap it up, y'all, I appreciate y'all, man. It's been good. Look, I done drunk me just about, and this little bit of time, I have drank a lot of wine. I have drank some wine, and I've enjoyed the time that I've had with y'all. I'm not going to take anything for granted on this one right here. I think this was actually a great episode, because this is something that was done off the fly, you know. This is off the fly episode, and only because I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I thought about Gerald LeVert today. That was one thing. And I just thought about some of the conversations that I've had, and how people will go to the bar and talk to the bartender all day, every day. I don't know. It's like the bartender, the barber have something in common. So the bartender, the barber, the beautician, the butcher. Think about those bees, man. And I'm just thinking about that thing. The bartender, the barber, the beautician, the butcher. Think about that. Have something in common. You have to go see them. You can't get around it. You know? You got to get your meat. And if you want good cuts of meat, you go to the butcher. You don't go to the regular rack. You know what I'm saying? You go to the butcher to get your shit chopped up. You know what I'm saying? That's when you really top notch, when you go and get your shit chopped up for you. You know what I mean? And I don't even like to say, you know what I mean, but I'm going to say, you know what I mean. But that's what it is when but we all got something in common. So you can't fight it. It is what it is. But like I said, y'all, I really appreciate y'all listening in, tuning in tonight. It was just conversations about conversations, you know? Conversations with a bartender. You know what it is. You can check me out. I'm everywhere. I'm on IG. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Anchor. Google Music. Apple Music. I'm everywhere. Check me out, please. I'm everywhere. Comment. Let me know what you feel. Let me know how you feel about the show. I want to know it all. I have no issues. I can take criticism at the highest point. So let me know what you think. I think it's been a good show. I'm about to head out. It's another one in the books. Holla at your man, Top Notch Bartender here. And we out. Peace up. A-Town.